And welcome back to another edition of Biz Talk. My name's Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony, and a happy new year to everybody. It's good to be back on the air after a few weeks here.
It is good to be back. I was gone for a couple of weeks in December. We're starting out a brand new year, 2014, a brand new year for business opportunity, and we at SCORE are looking forward to this year to helping anyone who's looking to start a business or those who are in business to help them with their growth opportunities. So it's great to be back on the air again. We welcome you to our show. We thank you for listening every weekend. You have made our show the most popular hour on Saturday morning among 1920 radio stations for 3 years running, so we appreciate that. And we also appreciate your participation in the program by calling in with questions. And BizTalk is a show that wants to bring to you, the listening audience, stories from real people who have started real businesses and overcome real challenges. And some folks have decided not to start a business, and that's a success, too, because maybe they're just not ready for it. Well, our guest this morning is Brad Cebulski. Brad started a business called Be Connected LLC in 2011, and we're going to hear from Brad in a few minutes. Stay tuned, and if you have any questions for Brad on how to manage social media for your company, Brad is the expert. But in the first place, we're going to talk about SCORE, our SCORE chapter. We're located in Appleton. We service an 8-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. We have 40 volunteers in our chapter. We have various disciplines represented among those 40 volunteers. We have marketing, accounting, HR, strategic planning, banking and cash flow issues, organizational structures. And if you're in business and you have an issue or a challenge or an opportunity and you're looking for some valuable free advice, contact SCORE at www.foxcities.score.org.
That's very good, Tony. We didn't have to retrain you after having been gone that long.
It's ingrained. Or you can call us at 734-7101 at the Fox Cities Chamber office. Again, that's 734-7101. And if you do want to visit or if you want to schedule a session with a mentor, you can do that online at foxcities.score.org by going to the website, fill out the questionnaire, hit the send button, and probably within 3 or 4 or 5 business days, a mentor will be contacting you to set up a free, no obligation session to learn about your challenge or your opportunity, and we'll bring other resources in to help you with that. It's free. It's not just a one-time meeting. It goes on and on if you want to continue to use the resources of SCORE. But in addition to the mentoring, SCORE also brings to the community various educational seminars and opportunities to learn more about how to run a business. Now, Randy, coming up, we have the Simple Steps program coming again. We've done that for several years now.
Yes, yes.
Now, tell us about the new one coming up.
Okay, first of all, yeah, the Simple Steps program is a 5-step program. It's designed to help you decide whether or not to go ahead with your business plan. It also helps you understand what's involved in the business plan and how to put it together. As you said, we've done this in the past. The first session will be coming up on February the 12th. Now, that session will be held at the Copper Rock Coffee Shop. That's right downtown Appleton. And it's $25. We ask you to go out to our website and register for that. Excuse me. The program is designed to go through the basics. What's it all about? Starting a business. What you need to know.
Should I really do that?
Are you an entrepreneur? You know, is this your makeup? Are you going to be able to do it well? The session runs from around 8:30 until about 12:30. We include breakfast, which includes coffee and snacks, and we also include lunch in that. So for the whole process, it's $25.
That's a deal.
Yep. You can register for that one. Then after that, the decision is made. We have 4 more sessions that go on after that. Those sessions cover the other parts of your business plan, your other things, start with business concepts. That'll be held on February the 19th. Then on the 26th, we have the marketing plan, which covers some of the things we'll be talking about today when it comes to social media and all those types of things. Also then financial projections would be the 4th session. That one is on March the 5th. And then on the 12th of March, the final session, which deals with where do I find the money. And each of these sessions will have experts talking about the different types and steps of things that you're going to be doing. Each one of those sessions is also $25 each. And again, you can register for all four of those at one time. Or if you're in business and want to just kind of brush up on certain things, you can register for one or the other one separately. So again, go out to the website. That is foxcities.score.org and check it out and sign up for it. That one will be up on the website on Monday. It is not up just yet.
So they can, people can go look at the website and learn more about simple steps, the dates, get reinforced, and they can register online.
Correct.
Okay. And I would highly recommend, as you alluded to, Randy, if you're not starting a business but you're in business and you've been in business 1 year or 5 or 10 years, this is a great refresher course. And I'd highly recommend session number 4. Mary Lou Vandehei is a retired accountant from Kimberly Clark. She does a great job presenting the financial statements.
Right.
And the statements, that class includes a template that we give to you, the student, the person attending, and you can take those templates home on a disc and you can put your own numbers in.
Right.
She goes through a case study explaining the income statement, the balance sheet, the statement of cash flows, and budgeting. So it's very, very helpful.
Yeah, it's really invaluable. The other program that is coming up, I want to just put this one out, especially for those of you who are down in the Fond du Lac area.
Right.
We're going to be handling a very special program on successful cash flow management and managing your banking relationships. That one, Tony, you're going to be presenting that program for us.
Right.
And that's going to be a 2-hour program. It's going to be on the 26th of February. It'll be held down at the Home Builders Association of Fond du Lac and Dodge County office. Mm-hmm. And again, you can get all the details on that from the website. But again, it's $25 per person. We ask you register as soon as possible so we can get know exactly what we got for seating on that. But it's going to cover, again, the most important part of your business, your cash flow.
Right.
And how that affects your business operations and also then what that means to you and your banker.
Exactly. You want to maintain, you want to establish and then maintain a really strong relationship with the lender. They're a very critical partner to any business that's growing. And in this particular seminar, if we go online, you can actually present a question that you would like to have addressed at that seminar.
Yeah, and I was just out at the website. It is up. It is available, so go on out. It gives you all the details about the seminar itself, how to register, and all of that. So, again, two of the big programs we've got coming up right now.
And then the third one, we haven't scheduled yet, but it's on our time, out on a calendar, probably for sometime in early March, would be the healthcare seminar.
Right.
We had planned to do that in December.
Yeah, we planned on doing one, but the combination of weather and timing worked out, and we weren't able to finish that, do that presentation. But we'll get a lot of details out on that very, very shortly. We're putting the plan together.
Yeah, and we're bringing in a lady named Linda Hines from Ellsworth, Wisconsin, who's a nationally recognized expert on IRS rules and regulations and the healthcare.
Yes.
And she focuses on small businesses around the country.
Right.
Department of Labor is one of her clients.
Right.
So she's very, very well versed in this. We're going to have John Ulnis from Ulnis Health.
Right.
And Kurt Haling from Alberts and Haling CPAs, who's a sponsor of our program.
Right.
Those three will be presenting and doing a panel. But we have to set the date, and that'll be out on our website, and we'll keep you posted on that.
Right. Yeah, because we're anticipating by that time that a lot of the regulatory answers should be hitting the streets by that time, along with all the regulatory questions.
Yep.
So that will be a very, very worthwhile package also. So we're very, very excited about the upcoming year for some of the programs that we'll be presenting for SCORE. So again, go out to the site on a regular basis. That's www.foxcities.score.org. Or you can go out to that same website just by going through the BizTalk website as well. We have a link there. So get on out, take a look, and see what's going on a regular basis. We've got a lot of programs coming up.
Yep. Well, it's going to be a good year for business, and SCORE is very active this year. We're very encouraged by the start of our year. And if there's anyone out there listening who would like to be a volunteer in the SCORE chapter, we're looking for volunteers. We'd like to have volunteers in Oshkosh, Fond du Lac, and Appleton.
Yep.
And again, you can go to foxcities.score.org and click on Become a Volunteer and take it from there, and we'd be very happy to entertain you at one of our meetings.
Absolutely.
So with that, we're going to say thank you to our sponsors. Without the sponsors, we couldn't bring you the show every weekend, and we really appreciate their support. week in and week out. It means a lot to the SCORE chapter, and that translates to benefits to the business community in Appleton and throughout the 8-county area down through Fond du Lac. Fox Communities Credit Union, thank you. Alberts and Hailing CPAs, thank you. Epiphany Law, thank you. Tess House, thank you. eBiz Results, located in Oshkosh, they've actually built and maintained the BizTalkWithScore.com website that Randy referred to a moment ago. Thank you. And also to Business News, Jerry Mader and what's that other guy's name? The editor. Jerry Mader and...
Larry Desch.
Thank you. Sorry, Larry. I forgot for a second. But Jerry and Larry are very supportive of the SCORE chapter here in the Fox Cities and in Green Bay. They support our BizTalk program in their biweekly periodical called the Business News. If you're not subscribed to it, you really should be. If you're in business, for $20 a year, it keeps you informed of what's going on in the business community in Northeast Wisconsin. So with that, we're going to take our first break. We'll come back on the other side, and we're going to meet Brad Cebulski of BC Connected, Be Connected. We're going to social media management experts. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
A big stack of bills that get bigger each day. The county's going to haul my belongings away, because I'm busted. I'm broke.
And welcome back to BizTalk. We're here this morning with Brad Cebulski. Brad is the founder and owner of Be Connected LLC, a social media management firm. Good morning, Brad.
Morning.
Glad to have you on the program this morning. Welcome. You're the first guest this year, and it's a year of technology, and we're off to a good start.
It is an honor, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, thanks for being here.
I'm very happy to have you here.
Tell us about you and your business and what prompted you to start the business. Give us a little bit of background.
Well, three big things there.
Sure.
Three different directions. Be Connected, what we do as a company is we work with other companies and other businesses on managing their social media presence. Anything that's social online, so that goes with Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, blogs.
LinkedIn,
Instagram, Vine. Pinterest, there's a lot of them out there.
Yeah.
If you can like it, comment on it, or share it, that's what we work with.
Okay.
They're
okay.
Usually preset platforms that we work with. So we say management. We don't just come up with consulting plans or do, you know, hired by project stuff. We actually work with the company so that their presence is utilized every single day. That includes all of the communication aspect with the comments and questions that people might have, and the sharing that people do, as well as all of the content creation. So, if you know, the posts that go out there every day and all of the writing that goes along
and
with that.
And you want to tell us then, Brad, how did you get started on this business? How did you start?
Kind of a long story, but that'll kind of get me to where I'm at. I'll do the Cliff Notes version here. So,
okay.
I actually went to school originally for music. I wanted to be in the music business. I wanted to go to music business specifically. It's been a huge part of my life, so I have that kind of creative side.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, the music business wasn't exactly flourishing with all of the online stuff that was going on. So I did, within my first semester of school, I did a report on it, and I realized I didn't want to be washing my hair at a convenience store for the rest of my life trying to make it, right? So I...
On the road again.
Yeah. So I shifted a little bit into just business. At the same time, my brother was going to school for film, and he was giving me tips and tricks along the way on video production and stuff like that, telling me about what makes great cameras and how you should compose shots and tell stories and edit and all of that kind of stuff. At the same time, my sister was then also doing, she was getting really into photography. So every time I would, you know, meet up with her, she would give me little tips on, or I would ask her for tips on, you know, photography stuff. And I would learn as much as I could about the whole creative side while going to school for business.
Okay.
And then while at school for business, I got really involved with the American Marketing Association, where we got to work with some local businesses around the Eau Claire area, because that's where I went to school, and doing marketing plans and stuff like that. And every time we brought up social media, it was the same thing. It was either I don't have time, or I don't know how to do that, or my nephew who's in high school does that, or something like that.
Yeah.
And
we hear that one all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I told myself, well, why don't I just do it? I grew up with this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to school for business, and then I could also bring this creative aspect into it with photography and video, and then just the more of the advertising and marketing element to it. And then as corny as it sounds, I had a dream one night that after I graduated, I wasn't just working with one business. I was working with several, like five or six.
Oh, okay.
And then I noticed that there was a huge opportunity. I asked around a little bit, and everybody that I talked to said, like, yeah, we need this. So
what a great opportunity, and you mm-hmm. recognized it.
Yeah.
You were thinking about it.
It wasn't just the idea that I thought of. It was more or less recognizing an opportunity was out there, and I tried to take advantage of it.
And then you did a little research, and you talked to people, and it confirmed your suspicions.
Okay, Brad, right now, about how many people do you have in your organization?
There are six of us.
Six, okay. And you're located?
We are mainly in Appleton. We're out by the – our offices are out by the airport off of College Ave. But we just expanded into the Madison market.
So, oh, really? Okay.
We have a branch down there, and we've secured our first couple clients within the last month or two down there. So
okay.
Very good.
So that's exciting.
How's business going for you?
I can't complain. You know, there's always ups and downs with every business.
There are cycles. Yeah.
You know, as long as, you know, 6 days out of the week are good, and then that one day is just really stressful, you know, that's
you can live with that.
Yeah, and the stress is usually caused by people rather than, you know, business.
Okay. You said you were out in La Crosse. What brought you back here?
I was out in Eau Claire.
Eau Claire, I'm sorry.
I was brought back here because I wanted to keep overhead and startup, you know, costs to a minimum. And my parents live back here. So
room and board.
I'm not afraid to admit it that, yeah, I started in the basement of my parents.
Or a garage.
That makes sense.
Both.
I had to move upstairs, though, because there was no internet connection in the basement.
Well, we're going to take our first break here. We'll give out the phone number right after the break, and we'll start our conversation with Brad. Stay tuned, and we invite you to call in and learn something about social media and how to manage it. You're listening on to Biz Talk on Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY. And the money does talk, but it's not all about the money. It's about helping members and customers achieve success. You're here with Biz Talk this morning on Voice of Fox City 1150 WHBY, and our guest is Brad Cebulski, the owner of Be Connected LLC. And Be Connected is a social media management company.
Correct.
And basically, Brad, you have relationships with customers, and you manage the social media for those customers. But when you started your company, I'd like to go back for a second. How important was it to you and where you got to today to have a business plan? And how often do you look at the business plan?
Well, actually, the process of creating the business plan I thought was the most important part. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had one. It wasn't that in-depth. It wasn't like 60, 70 pages long. It doesn't need to be.
They don't have to be.
Right. But I firmly believe that the process of you might not have to create a specific, you know, traditional business plan,
right.
But if you go through the process of creating it and tackle all of the different sections, such as finance and growth strategies and marketing and sales and hiring process and, you know, what point do I have to hire somebody and what are the needed steps that I need, like benchmarks and stuff that I need to get to, that process, you know, knocks down a lot of barriers and a lot of roadblocks that you might have, or at least makes you aware of them so you know mm-hmm. how to tackle them.
Yeah.
As opposed to just winging it and going in.
When we were talking to a client, usually that's the point, is you have to ask yourself the questions. And it's the answers that you're looking for, not necessarily the questions.
So me personally, I went through that whole process and mm-hmm. I used it for about the first 5 or 6 months. And then that helped me formulate my business model around the customer.
Right.
And then after that, the numbers and the benchmarks had already been passed for like,
right.
A year and a half, 2 years out,
right.
Which made it obsolete, so I threw the business plan away. But then I revisited to make sure that my business model was still based on all of those sections that I went over creating the business plan.
When you do the business plan like that, Brad, do you establish some targets for each month or each quarter? And then when you get there, you look at how your company's doing and if you're exceeding or not making. You can change your business plan going forward.
Yeah, I did. The main important part of the business plan for me was the first benchmarks for 6 months, 1 year, and then 2 years, and then also the pricing structure, because I want to make sure that even if I do grow and I have to hire and I have to get a bigger office and all that kind of stuff, that the overhead isn't going to overtake you know what the business is making.
I'd like to give out the phone numbers right now if you'd like to call in and ask a question. If you're in the Appleton area, you can reach us at 281-1150, 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton area on the TDS Metricom toll-free line, you can call us at 866-887-1150.
Okay. Well, Brad, let's continue. You were talking about from the business plan, it helped you to develop your business model, and that's what you really work off of.
Right.
Could you kind of describe that and also how it's different from, let's say, somebody who does a fee-for-service kind of a project?
Right. Well, coming out of college, I didn't have any experience of working at a bigger marketing agency.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really care about that. I cared more about the customer and what they needed and what they were asking for. So I wanted to formulate a business model based off of what they needed, mm-hmm. rather than, you know, having a whole bunch of different moving parts and, you know, my experience in the past. I was more or less, I was asking them what they needed, formulated around that. So what I came up with was this model of, how do we work with them consistently,
mm-hmm.
with no set time frame, no, you know, time bound contract that says 6 months, 1 year. I want the ongoing relationship that we have continuously.
Are your contracts month to month?
Technically, they're week to week, actually, but
okay.
we bill month to month. So,
but you don't have this customer sign in. They're not joining the Navy for 4 years,
right,
enlisting
right.
for a 1 year period.
And that keeps us on our toes and
Absolutely.
Make sure that we're doing a good job. And
Absolutely.
If we're not doing a good job, they can fire us next week.
Absolutely.
Know? So yep. that's part of the reason why I did
you
that.
You earn the relationship.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I came up with the systems and checkpoints in the background to ensure the customer relations, I guess, so that we stay in contact with them. The content is all good just continuously, because as soon as we start slipping on that, they're not tied down to us.
Brad, how do folks get in touch with you?
Sure.
What's your email address and your phone number and all the, maybe all the, not all of them, but give us the key contacts.
Well, like, we have an address, but I won't give that out because we don't have a lot of foot traffic. But my phone number, I'll give that out. I don't really care. It's 920-460-5118.
Right.
And then my email address is Brad, just B-R-A-D, at the letter B as in boy, connectedllc.com.
Okay, it's that easy.
Yep.
I went to your website, and it's a very good website, and you have out there what your mission is. You have actually got four missions.
Yeah, I think that's important.
And it breaks it down. If you want to just review what that is,
sure.
Because people listening who are intrigued by your business model, to basically be able to outsource all this confusing technology stuff and keep current with it
sure.
is huge.
Yeah. I mean, when I came up with these mission plans, I actually did this a couple months ago. I had a mission and a goal as a company on my own side, but I didn't make it public really.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to a conference and they talked about why you should have these and how they drive all of the employees and everything. And I thought that was really important. So I split it into two parts. The first two are based on what we do. And the second two are based on, you know, what we represent in the community. So the first one is to give businesses the affordable opportunity to maximize and take advantage of all the social media platforms that are out there without having to rely on, you know, big overhead, a traditional bigger agency where you have retainer fees and, you know, they have much more overhead to cover. So I wanted to make it affordable, but at the same time, really effective specifically for social media to cut out all that cost.
Mm-hmm.
The second mission is to serve our clients, and to create great content for them. And it's simple, but it's exactly what it means. Our clients come first. And if we need to communicate for them online, we are not just making up stuff to go out online. We're carrying out their message.
It's customized to them.
Right.
To each client.
So we have to focus on the clients to create the content.
But how often do you communicate with your clients?
Some is, you know, every day.
Every day.
Based
okay.
on if they have a lot of specials going on, if they have a lot of activity going on. Some is once a week,
okay.
but that's usually minimum. We have to stay in touch with them. Otherwise,
when you say a lot of stuff going on, does that mean they're running specials, ideas, things
yeah.
that they have to tweet out or that they have to put onto Facebook or whatever?
Yeah. I mean, it can go anywhere from sponsoring events to specials in their location. If it's a restaurant, if they have menu updates, if they have you know, any of that kind of stuff. It depends on what the business is, really, if they have a ribbon
There's
cutting.
Even at mobile media now where people are getting emails on their phones
yeah.
about a sale is starting in 2 hours.
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, yeah.
So that's kind of stuff that you're talking about.
A little urgency and exclusivity to it there.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, and moving on with it, that was mission two. Okay.
And then the second part, which is the third and fourth mission, is more about how I want to run my business.
Yeah.
And that is to be a resource for the local community. What that means is if somebody calls me and asks me a question about, like, you know, what are the trends with Facebook, I'll tell them. I'm not going to send them a bill for, you know.
Right. You're networking now.
Yeah, right. And it's just an indirect way of doing that, I guess. But I think it's valuable that we all learn from each other around here. And I like to be a part of things like that. And I encourage all of the people that work for me that as well. If they can give seminars, if they can do talks, if somebody emails them saying, should I be on Twitter? Like an answer to that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fourth mission is to volunteer, connect people, and make a difference in the community. And we're actually in process of starting up our own little nonprofit section of our business that I'm pretty excited about.
When is that going to launch?
All of the copy and the writing and the business model of it is done. We just got to come up with our materials.
Okay.
So hopefully within the next month, I really hope.
Well,
so.
Let us know.
I will.
Yeah. Currently now, I meet you quite a bit at certain business connections and so on. So you're a member of a number of organizations just to meet that the third and fourth mission.
Yeah.
I think one is what? The Fox West Chamber? You're involved with them quite a bit, I understand.
I'm involved with the Fox Cities Chamber as well as the Fox West Chamber.
Okay.
And I believe in businesses coming together to help the business environment as a whole.
Okay.
So I can get really passionate about that stuff.
Well, and again, that's an important part of your business plan. I try to explain to people, too, that, you know, being connected, it's more than just running your business, but being involved, but also being involved in those groups.
Right, right. So, like, for the Fox Cities Chamber, if they're running something like Cultivate, mm-hmm. which is a great event everybody should go to, you know, the Pulse Young Professionals Group, how can I bring my experience and my talent to help those grow?
Bring value.
Great. Right.
It's always about bringing value.
It's,
and
it's
making,
not just showing up and giving
better.
Your 2 cents. Like,
yes.
I want to be able to give some of my time and
Absolutely.
Resources to help it work.
Once again, the phone numbers, if you have a question for Brad, we encourage you to call in. If you want to learn something about social media, this is the morning to ask. 281-1150, 281-1150. And if you're outside Appleton, 866-887-1150.
Okay, Brad, I'm going to keep going with one of these ideas
sure.
that you started with a little bit. I'm an old marketing guy,
uh-huh.
and I get people ask me.
Marketing? Emphasis on marketing?
Yes, very. Okay. But one of the questions I always get is, you know, what should I be in? Should I be on Twitter? Should I be on Facebook? Should I be on LinkedIn? How do you answer that question?
I think it has to do a lot with it. It depends.
Okay.
And it has a lot to do with who your customer is. Or who your target customer is. They might not be your customer right now. But you should always start where your current customer is and then branch into where your target customer is. Otherwise,
how do you find that out? How do I know where my customers are?
Usually, honestly, when we work with a company, they know it pretty well.
They do?
Yeah. There's only been a couple instances where we had to really dig deep and get some questions. And we kind of work with them saying, like, well, it could be everybody. Everybody needs our services.
Yeah,
like,
that's well, streaming.
Like, so if you work with a dentist, you know, they'll tell you, oh, we do all ages, right? And we're like, yeah, but who makes the decision in that family?
Okay.
Right. So you start drilling down.
Yeah, you start drilling down as far as, like, you know, demographics and where they're located. And all
when
stuff.
You're working with a client then and you're managing the social media for that client and you have these frequent communications going on,
right?
Are you basically training people on staff in that company to take on more and more of what you do, and maybe someday they won't even need you to do the day-to-day stuff anymore?
Yeah, so it's that also depends. We've had stuff where as I do stuff, I meet with them frequently, and I teach mm-hmm. them, like, this is what I'm doing, and this is why I'm doing it. And we've also had it where they hire us, and they say, I don't want to worry about it. You just take
right.
it. I don't care. Like, yep. Well, I do care, but that's why I'm hiring you.
That's right.
So.
But the company can go either way, can't they?
Yeah, absolutely. If they want me to educate them how to do it in the long,
sure.
like for the long haul, absolutely. But the big important part is that we're actually managing it for that first part while they're learning, so mm-hmm. that they can see how we're doing it, rather than just us coming up with a plan or consulting with them saying you should do this or you should do this, and then check in with them 2 weeks later and see not a lot of progress. And then if somebody asks them, like, hey, who's helping you? And they point to us. And yep. I would rather manage it myself and control how it works.
We hear a lot today, Brad, about marketing, and Randy's a marketing guy, and he's seen the transition to the digital age.
Yeah.
I've seen the transition to the digital age.
It's fascinating, isn't
in
it?
In banking. It's fascinating. It's somewhat overwhelming.
Yeah.
There's so much technology and changing all the time. So the business owner out there who's listening now, who's been in business for 5 or 10 or 20 years, what is the difference between, I know this may be very basic, but explain the difference between traditional marketing, newspaper, the business news, print,
yep,
and going to the digital world.
The way I see it is that it's going from one-way to two-way communications. So,
okay.
I mean, you can have call to actions in traditional marketing so you can create that conversation, but that conversation is never public. So if you put an ad in a traditional marketing medium and it goes out there, it's not like somebody can go out there and say, well, I think this ad is bad, unless they actually write into the paper or they
correct.
Take the time to do that. It's not social in nature. So you make it two-way now, so the stuff that you put out there, you're actually looking for that conversation, and you're looking to get multiple people all weighing in on the same conversation, because the more conversation you have, the more people that are hearing about you.
Is that a blog?
Yeah.
What is a blog?
Well, it's a web log.
Okay.
Right? So it's a log, like a journal. It's a it's a web log.
Okay.
And you shorten it, blog.
Okay.
And that just becomes, you can use it for anything. You can use it for photos. You can use it for videos. Basically, it's just a medium.
It's changing ideas.
Right. But the social aspect is that if I put a picture out there or a video out there, I could be asking for comments or people to share it or people to like it. There's that two-way communication immediately. Somebody could ask a question right on that blog that we then have to answer, or you as the company has to answer, should answer, and that's all public. People can see that.
So that creates value because someone else may want the answer to that question too, so they're going to come back and watch that and see those responses, and maybe they'll weigh in at that point.
Absolutely.
So it's attracting people to this site.
Right.
What value do you bring? And that's what brings people there.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's the theory behind what you do when you help businesses with their success and their growth.
Yeah, and it takes consistent time, whether it's daily or weekly or whatever.
Isn't there like word recognition when you do a Google search, word optimization or something? That changes all the time too.
Yeah, and that's changed a lot frequently too. They've been consistently adding more social signals into how SEO works or social or search engine optimization. So
that'll teach you, Tony. Asking questions you
getting,
don't know the answers to.
That's why I'm
now.
Asking the questions. But
so
it's enlightening to hear this.
Your activity on social platforms is weighing more and more into your search performance.
Like your definition of a blog, I never thought of it. Web log.
Right.
All of a sudden, you use this word blog. What is a blog? But it helps everybody who's listening who didn't know that what that is. And now how does this work out?
Yeah, there might be a longer term for that, but it's always easiest to remember it as just web log.
Absolutely.
It's a journal, however you wanted to use it for. If you wanted to use it to write down your thoughts every night before you go to bed, you can do that.
Yep. But it's shared.
Yeah.
And we have to be careful what we share out on the computer.
Yeah.
One of the other targets or things that I usually, when I'm talking to a client, is that you don't have to be an expert in all of them. You don't have to be an expert in web, in all of the different social media. How do you approach that with a client?
Are you talking about the different platforms?
Yeah, you don't have to be an expert in YouTube,
LinkedIn, Facebook,
of those. You have to be, I usually tell them, at least be focused on one or the other that works best for you.
Right. Now, us as a company, we like to focus on learning as much about as many of them as possible. But when it comes to working with a client, it goes back to whether or not their customer is there.
Okay, so on one side, they need to focus. On the other side, you offer the broad expertise.
Right.
Okay.
So you're the guide.
Yeah, so if we're working with a business-to-business company, a B2B company, they're going to be on significantly different platforms than if we're working with a B2C company that sees a ton of foot traffic.
Got it.
Because certain platforms are better for certain things.
Okay. So B2B, business-to-business, B2C, business-to-customer, and platform, we're talking about things like LinkedIn.
Okay. So, blogs and LinkedIn and some informative YouTube videos might be great for some business-to-business type of companies.
Okay.
And Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, things like that, as well as some YouTube videos, would be good for a business-to-consumer.
Okay. All right.
We're going to take our last break here. This will be the last break of the program. We'll come back on the other side. We'll still have about 7 minutes left with Brad. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY. And welcome back to the final edition of Biz Talk this morning. We're talking this morning with Brad Cebulski of Be Connected LLC, a social media management firm. And we've had a great conversation learning some terms and terminologies and trends and how Brad got his company started and what he's doing for his clients today. Brad, let's finish this last segment with this. One of these questions was, what's the process to get started? If I want to hire your firm, what are the considerations I need to go through, and do you help me walk through those? What are those considerations?
Well, I mean, we can get started as soon as you want, or as soon as that you're ready from a marketing standpoint on your end. If you know that you want to do this, we can start right away. It takes a couple weeks to get going. There's a worksheet that we walk through with each new client that goes over target market, what your goals are, your higher purpose as a company, so that drives the message and the voice and everything, what platforms you're going to be on, the internal communications, and then we do sort of like an orientation as if you were to hire somebody to work the front desk at your company. We want to do that same type of orientation. So that takes a couple weeks, but we can start on that whenever.
So if I were interested in learning more about your firm and what you can do for my company, and we sit down and talk, there's no charge for that meeting, just
absolutely
to figure
not
out what the what you can do and what I need and all that sort of thing.
Right. Yeah. And I've been told that's bad practice because I'm giving away
some
of our tips.
I think it's great practice.
But I think it's important in order to get to – for us to be able to do a good job.
And what I like about your business model is I'm not joining the Navy for 4 years.
Right.
If we do enter into a contract and it's not working out, I can say, Brad, we're done.
Right.
And exactly. We're done.
Yeah.
And Brad, and if we wanted to start that process rolling, how do we do that?
You can either go to the website, which is the letter B, connectedllc.com. There's a little contact form on there. Otherwise, you can feel free to call me. My number is 920-460-5118.
Okay.
And that's the best way, I think.
All righty. Well, another area, and that's the thing that we all notice about social media and about the electronic age, is change. Things are changing very rapidly. There's some things we had talked a little bit off air, a little bit about Facebook and some of the things that they're doing. You want to just mention some of the changes that they're bringing in?
Yeah, I think it's really important from a marketing standpoint to know. It's all about expectations going into it. And right now, the expectations right now are that Facebook is looking to make money.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're changing their programming and their algorithms to show less of what you post.
Okay.
As a business. Mm-hmm. In order to drive you towards Facebook advertising. Now it sounds like a bad thing, but it's actually a really good thing, because once you introduce Facebook advertising to your efforts, you are now attracting more than just your current customers. You can now open the gates to, you know, a specific demographic in a specific area with specific interests. So if I wanted to, if I'm a sporting company, I wanted to target males,
right,
that are 25 to 35 that are into hiking,
right,
and camping and
fishing.
You can
do that now.
I can do that specifically in the Appleton area.
Does that compete with Google? Does Google offer the same type of thing?
Oh, Google and Facebook don't like each other. Yeah,
I know, but they compete. They do both offer the same thing.
Yeah, kind of. Okay. Google is more of like their ads are more pay-per-click, they all over the web, as well as the search ads.
Yeah.
Facebook is specifically within the Facebook platform, and they're
and your
talking
firm,
about it.
Your firm could help my firm understand those little differences and nuances,
absolutely,
and apply that. It's all about following through and applying it,
yeah,
and getting
and
it done.
Since we handle a lot of the management part, that's just kind of we just kind of do that for our clients.
We have a little bit more than a minute left, Brad. You have a couple of biz tips for us?
Sure. Yeah. One I can say is we always say it around our office is that be inspired, yet be original. Look at who the top dogs are in the industry, but then be original and make it your own.
Okay.
That's
and then
one.
The other one would be surround yourself with people that are like-minded and share the same values and passion as you, because that's going to make your life a heck of a lot easier.
Brad, those are great tips, and it shows in you. You live that. So thanks for being our guest this morning. It was a great program.
I appreciate
very
it.
Very helpful and very informative. Randy, we got a reminder for the upcoming Simple Steps.
Well, for upcoming Simple Steps, yes, we'd ask you to go out and be sure to register online. Go to the SCORE website, foxcities.score.org. And then also just a reminder, coming up next week, we've got Fox Communities Credit Union going to be our guest with Steve Cools.
Steve is with Business Lending Group.
With the Business Lending Group, yep.
And if anyone's out there looking about thinking about borrowing money from a financial institution, tune in next week. You can ask Steve any question. We want to try and trip him up, don't we?
Always do.
He's a pretty smart
do.
Guy, yeah. But maybe yeah. we can trip him up next week.
But if you're looking for information about business loans and so on, it's going to be a really good program.
Yep. Well, we want to thank you for tuning in this morning. We'll talk to you again next week. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.